Hi, welcome to the 7:30 news. Yesterday, June 6, 1944, U.S., British, and Canadian forces invaded Normandy, France. 176,000 troops invaded by land and sea. Allied casualties are high, but they were also able to move off the beach. Now, here's our field reporter, Eddie, interviewing a man in Normandy. But first, here's a word from our sponsors.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
Hi, I'm here with Marcus and I have a couple questions for him. My first question is, what are your views on the war, and do you think that we should be fighting or no?
Well, thank you, Eddie, for having me on. Of course I think we should be in this war. The Japanese bombed us. Even though I'm in Normandy, the people in the Pacific are really doing our war.
Have you had a chance to fight in action, or do you have to work in the kitchens?
Sadly, no. Since I'm African-American, they're discriminating against us and not allowing us to fight in the war. But thank you for asking.
Are the barracks and other things still segregated, or no?
Well, of course they're segregated. Every piece of barrack is always segregated. Even right now, as we're in the field, you could probably hear some of the guns rattling. Whoa, look out. But as I was saying, some of the barracks, they usually have, like, a radio for the white people, or more beds, and for us, they have a lot more, a lot less space. So yeah, they're really segregated. But thanks for asking again.
What are your views on the Battle of D-Day?
Well, as you can hear right now, we're not completely off the beach, and we're still trying to avoid the gunfire from the Germans below, or above. But thank you for being here, and you're risking your life just to interview me. That's probably the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. Again, I am African-American, so.
Now, do you think you'll ever have a chance to fight in combat?
Well, I am in the kitchen right now, and I can really hear the guns rattling outside. But, you know, I hope one day I do get to hold a gun or maybe fly in a plane.
Thanks for your time, but I think it's about time to get out of here.
Yeah, it's probably not too safe where we are. Uh-oh.